indicates to me
when it's safe to overtake.
Yeah. It tells me when the lights are red
and when it goes to green.
And it seems to know
instinctively just when to intervene.
I mean, if you make a wrong turn, if you lose your way, turn around when possible.
It then goes on to say,
it lists the cars just in front,
the lorries to the rear,
and taking this into account, it specifies the year. I'm sure no other driver has such a wonderful device, for when I leave and lock the car, it still gives good advice.
Comment after comment, through till journey's end.
No volume switch has my sat-nav and it drives me round the bay. If only I could exchange it, I'd wrap it in the drawer. I'd send it back, or turn it down, or better still, I'd just turn it on if I could, but I can't find the switch.
Thank you. beauty queen from the movie scene. I said, oh my love, what do you mean? I am the one who gets a fucking around.
Say
pink and pale blue chairs, aren't they? They're all white clean surfaces. They're all shiny. It's like that Isle toilet paper where you used to slide about a bit. And that's the same with their chairs. They're all slipping out on. And all these Latvian women are running backwards and forwards, pushing these old people back in the bloody chairs, aren't they? It's not a game. And I thought, well, while I'm here, I could see him. And I took his lovely parrot down into his little room and I put it on his kitchen diner next to his microwave and had a cloth on it. He said, "What's that, boy? What's that?" "Oh, what is that?" I said, "I've got to show you, Granddad. Watch this. This is for you." And I whipped the cloth off like this. "You're listening to this as if it's true." And I whipped the cloth off and this parrot sat there on the perch. Chat, 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 chat. Chat, 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 chat. "Oh," I said, "that's lovely." I said, "That's for you, Granddad. You, that is a gift for you." "Oh," he said, "is it?" I said, "Yes, it is. And when you want a bit of peace and quiet, you cover up the cloth and you go to sleep. And you watch Countdown. And then when you want a bit of company, you whip the cloth off and that'll chat, chat, chat." "Oh," he said, "that's lovely, that is. That's really lovely, lovely." And I left there with a warm glow in my heart. And a spring in my step. And a spring in my step because I've done something nice for somebody. And I rang him up last week. I said, "Brendan, how are you getting on with that parrot?" He said, "Oh, marvellous boy, beautiful." He said, "The meat just fell off the bones." I said, "You aren't supposed to eat a bloody thing. Oh, that was the best talking bird in the whole of Norfolk." He said, "Well, I should have said something before I put it in the oven." Right, ladies and gentlemen, no, we've got a lot of people. No, come on, we've got busy notes
now. No, he's just on the other side. The other side, it all collapses. Any minute.
That's been magic.
Song. And you know, sway from side to side. Go on, let's have a little sway. As if we're on a luxury cruise liner now. Going through the Bay of Biscay. If you feel a bit nervous, grab an old bag. Right. All you've got to sing is "Let There Be Love." You'll know when to do it, won't you? "Let there be you. Let there be me. Let there be oysters under the sea. Let there be wind, occasional rain. Someone to bless me whenever I sneeze. Let there be cuckoos, a lark and a dove, but first of all, please."
Let there be
fantastic. This song.
Let there be love.
That's all right. This song. Right. They use this music, you know, for the British meat commercials. And my butcher's got a special offer on lamb at the moment. I went past there tonight and I said, "Girls, why not have a leg over the weekend?" Let there be
let there be
you.
Make me feel it.